Hare Krishna. In this world, a Bhagavan Jeeva or a fortunate soul is one who gets the advantage of shelter of a Vaishnava devotee. Because when one gets the shelter, one gets a regulated program of engagement for the mind and the senses. And while engaging the mind and senses in that way in Krishna's service, one also learns how to please Krishna through that service. So then one is rightly directed through a gradual program which leads him to the lotus feet of Krishna. But if one does not get in this route, then the default route is the path of sense enjoyment, which leads one to become Ajitendriya or Ashanta Kama. You see, Prahlad Maharaj, while explaining about the Hitvatma Patam, Grihamanda Kupam, while explaining that, he said, what is this Anda Kupam? He said, the very nature of Ajitendriya, or a person who is uncontrolled in his senses, is that he never feels any regret or remorse for having indulged in sense gratification for so long. Nor does he feel any distaste for sense gratification. Like a shameless person, say, try to imagine a drunkard who is fallen in a gutter. He is not feeling remorseful or regretful that I have fallen into this gutter which is filled with stool and urine and dirty waters. He doesn't feel bad about it. Nor does he lose the taste for drinking liquor more and more. The nature of sense gratification is like that. We never feel any repentance or remorse or regret, and we think everything is all right. Just like when Indra became the pig, he was living in a ditch with piglets and everything. So, in that way, he was not able to realize his dirty position. Only a person in Sattva Guna can see a person in Tamo Guna, living in a gutter and suffering. So, Prahlad says, Ajitendriya is like that, one who never feels regret. Nor feels distaste. He doesn't get frustrated even after punaha punaha charvita charvanana. Headlong he is going on with the sense gratification program without any shame. That is Ajitendriya, he says. And then Ashanta Kama, he is obsessed with accumulating money by cheating or looting. And even though he knows he will be caught by the government and punished by the government officials, and after death he will be punished by Yamaraj and Yamadutas, he is not unaware of it. He is aware of it, but he cannot give up the greed for obsession for accumulating more and more money by cheating or looting. So he is called Ashanta Kama or Avitripta Kama. So here you see these two words that he uses, Avitripta Kama or Ashanta Kama, for accumulating wealth is Hiranya. And Ajitendriya means Kashipu. So he saw the living example of his father for these two characteristics, Ajitendriya and Ashanta Kama. And therefore he said, Hitva Atmapatam, Grihamanda Kupam. Atmapatam actually means such a life becomes a great enemy to the spiritual progress. Now, if anyone has the script in their life of headlong going in sense gratification without any regret or distaste, headlong accumulating more and more things and commodities and items in this world for satisfying one's insatiable lust, then one should know one is in Grihamanda Kupam. And how can one get out of it? For that we need Anukulyena and Anushilanam. Anushilanam means our mind and senses are impure and they have to be given a regulated program in Krishna consciousness to engage them in Kaya Vacha Manasa Pravritti. And they should withdraw from kaya, vacha, manasa, nivritti. By doing this, one is making progress. But at the same time, one should know anukulyena, how to please Krishna in various ways. These two are the duties of the spiritual master in training the disciple. By doing these two things, the disciple very easily can circumvent becoming an Ajitendriya and Ashanta Kama, because a disciple takes another route. He leaves this materialistic route of chase after the material sense enjoyment. And he takes another route where the senses and mind are all properly engaged, and also the devotee is constantly thinking of Krishna's pleasure, and he puts aside his selfish material motivations for material enjoyment. So every one of us in our life, we have to check about the engagement of our mind and senses all day, and we have to check our intentions in doing any work, whether it is for the pleasure of Krishna. And this is what actually one is supposed to receive as a gift from the spiritual master. If we have received this gift and we are becoming purified, then we are rightly situated. But somehow, if we fail to receive this gift due to our inattention or carelessness or due to our sins and offenses, we are situated in spiritual life externally, but we haven't captured these two gifts, then we will be inevitably led by Maya to become Ajitendriya and Ashantakam, restless, and then the chase after material enjoyment will take us out of the scene of the opportunity to serve the Lord. Then we continue the material program in this world, which is a very painful thing. Actually, the chanting of the holy name every day is actually a begging or a call to the Supreme Lord, please kindly take me out of this dirty situation of being an Ajitendriya and Ashantakam. I am fed up with this situation. Punah punah charuta charvananam. Please engage me in the service of your lotus feet and let me consciously make an effort to please you and hand over all the resources that you have given me, namely my mind and senses, in your service. So by repeatedly chanting and calling and doing it in the right mood, we get an opportunity to purify our heart and gradually wake up to the reality. And by waking up to the reality, then we can rise above the dirty situation of this graham and the kupam, and we can engage in Krishna service and become situated in our original position. Harinam Prabhu ki.